Hello, hi, I'm Gemoto, DJ Black Velvet. I'm back.
Hey, yeah.
I'm not flying solo. I'm with the beautiful ladies. Please introduce yourselves again.
The one and only church girl.
Halala.
No, Lutondo.
The one and only, babe. The one that was born in the vestry.
In the vestry, there's that word again. That English word.
In the vestry. Recognize the vestry.
So, vestry ki big room yako kereking.
Yako kereking.
This is what a vestry
there?
Is.
Who was there?
Because I asked her. Because I was like, babes, what's a vestry? She was like,
But don't make it sound like that.
No,
don't
it's not like, it that. Sound like that. So, you like a Jesus incarnate.
Yaiva. Yaiva, Kimoku.
Love it. Jesus.
The peculiar one.
Okay, guys, we're back with another exciting episode of OTT.
Yeah.
Yes. I need you guys.
On the table.
The topic is a bit nice. Well, we always have nice topics, I need. And it's going to be very interesting because we've got the view of the church girl.
The vestry girl.
So we want to know from you guys, Oguti, Steleni, does size matter?
Size of what?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, size of what?
Size of what?
I'm Kanto.
We're Siswe. Amanda.
Well, away. Nusfungwas. We just want to know, does it matter? Have you ever been with a guy and he had the biggest Mkonto, but he couldn't drive it? Or the smallest Mkonto, but he couldn't use it? Or maybe he could use it, like... Asaz, tell
so,
us.
So, driver Maserati. Oh, by the way, I'm Dinewa ghosting today. Harvard.
Yes, honey.
So, you're talking about you've got a Maserati, but performance. Low.
No vrr.
Performance, no. Uno.
Yo.
Maserati engine, ya uno.
Let me drink.
Because it's a lot, mate. That's a lot, mate. So I'm of the view that size doesn't really matter to a certain extent. Right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there are them niggas with like Mkonto, but like he's wasting my time.
Where was the flow? I wanted to say foreplay. I was like, foreplay. Where was the foreplay in all of this?
But here's my thing. Before we even get to the foreplay, you know, one of the things that I notice in a man, guys, is the package. Like,
so, Sissy, when you meet people, you go, like, you look at their face and then you go down.
I look at your hands.
The size of the
shoes. And then I zoom down.
You are not a church girl.
The church girl.
You're just born in the church, but you're like,
wait, let me bring some church up in this house.
Okay, Jesus.
Sex is from God.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants us to be satisfied in bed.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's Hallelujah. Where the church girl comes
we receive.
In. So I need to know, what do you have? What can you do? Can you hold it down?
But also, guys, like, okay, sharp. You know what I'm saying? It matters to an extent. And I'm saying, it don't matter. Can you drive, boo-boo? Can you vrr?
Can you park the Maserati in the garage?
And I say it matters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tell us why.
I say it matters because, yes, man, guys, when you eat an ice lolly, ne?
Church girl. This is church girl. Just so you know, church girl.
I'm bringing some church up in here.
Bring it.
When we must be fruitful and multiply. Things need to matter.
They need to matter.
No, guys, like really, let's be for real. Things need to matter. It's like me meeting a guy and saying, no, I don't care how you look, but I just want to know your character. Like, what's the first thing do I see? Do I see your character or do I see how you look?
How you look.
So how often have you been disappointed by the size?
Not much, babe.
Ooh,
I'm blessed.
Yay! Jesus is
turning in his grave.
Jesus is turning in his grave.
Jesus, holy mother.
What
Mary.
Do you want me to say? I'm blessed.
So can
You're
I?
Blessed.
So can I tell you? So the reason I'm saying I really do not mind size, right? Is because Konabantu imemba is not exactly like the size that you look at it and you just like, is that the final form? Or are you gonna go Super
growing?
Saiyan? Or are you gonna go Super Saiyan on me, right?
Yeah.
And you find Khore, that's the final form. So you're gonna have to make do with what you've been presented with, right? And utoluguti, honey, when we get to the deed, woo!
But you see,
Jet, kuyanyiwa, wow, I'm hanging on the chandelier. I'm calling my mama's name, Jesus' name. Jesus' mama's name, girl, it is a lot. Mm. Right? Uh-huh. So for me, it's the performance and the technique. Mm. Not necessarily
technique.
Size.
I technique. Like that.
And, technique and so for me, size matters with, so I can do.
Tell us.
Forgive me in
we
advance.
Are listening.
So for me, the girth.
What's a girth?
Like the
schoolers.
The thickness. Yeah. The thickness.
Oh, okay.
Guys, it's the thickness.
Guys, can, I just say that the original ghost is here and she's actually in the background going, the thickness. Sissy, say something.
The girth.
Guys, when she says it in her voice, I literally can visualize the girth.
Is this where we need to be doing more, is it Kegel or Kegel exercises?
Yes, Kegel exercises. So the girth for me is like, oh, okay, so you go fill up.
So the wider it is, the nicer it is.
The dome.
If it's the...
The wider it is, the nicer it is.
So it can be short.
And wide.
The girth. And wide. So the girth.
Yeah.
And then there's like those ones with like thin and the length.
And long, yeah.
But now it's...
By the spellet. So my thing is, if you have the technique, have the technique on lock, and guys, can men stop lying about, I'm gonna rock your world, I'm the best thing. Nah, nigga, you ain't.
My maybe they've is, been lied to. That's why they think they know.
Mara, guys, let's not forget, we are also partly at fault because sometimes you fake moan. Mtanaband is thinking
what they're doing. I get it, I'm trying to accommodate your ego. I get it, we've always like known for men are all about like, if you brush my ego, I'm going to be like, and you just like, and then he comes like 2 seconds later, and he's just like, but I was not even like halfway.
This is why I stressed the importance of knowing yourself. Touch yourself, don't be afraid. Pella, guys, some women have never experienced what an orgasm is. Purely because... It's probably focusing on the length and they're not focusing on the technique.
Exactly.
So you need to touch yourself. No, okay, mang bambala.
Good.
Kalala.
Mang bambala.
Good.
Yeah, No. I think so. So when I church girl, like, I love the fact that you just guys, out here. Wild girl.
Jonga, it says, ne? It's like fitting on a shoe.
Hey? Yes.
So it can be tricky.
Oh, you agree.
It must be the perfect fit.
It must be the perfect fit. And then that's where the part of knowing your body comes in. Because once it becomes a perfect fit, you're able to say, babe, touch me here. Babe, do this.
Yes.
Then you become in sync.
Yes.
And you move your body like a snake.
Yeah. And move your body like a snake, ma. Like that. Move your body like a snake, ma.
So for me, the fit really matters.
Yes.
It really matters.
It has to fit. But you do get people who are short. But different strokes for different folks, guys.
Literally.
Different strokes
so
for
when
different
folks.
If
shame.
You can work, if you can work with size doesn't matter, good for you.
I know,
you?
Size doesn't matter to me, guys. You must get the technique right, like she was saying. Know your body. Another thing, sometimes the size, it grows when you sing on the mic. Sing on the damn mic. Nina nifuna ukuthi abanye abantwana nje vele ayikhiphe nje. Help the brother out.
Can I tell you? So the first time I heard the phrase sing on the mic, I heard it in a very disturbing way. I'm not going to reiterate how I heard it, but
yeah,
I heard it.
You want to know?
And I was like, what the fuck is singing on the mic?
Yo, I almost gave it graphic.
They didn't even, and I'm going to, because you guys are on camera, I'm going to want you to do the action. What I'm doing, this is how I was told.
I'm not doing
singing
it.
On the camera. Homo, so you better.
Singing on the mic.
Do it.
Yeah, that.
Thank you, babe. I was told, honey, singing on the mics means
guys, singing
going
on
down.
The mic, you go in, you go out, you touch some spots somewhere down there. You help a nigga out, guys. Now at this days where you're like, okay, he wants to have sex. I don't really want
to
have sex.
Homotsu, I have to butt in, babes.
Okay. Yeah.
I need to ask.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I feel like you're rolling back to, now you have to blame, the woman will be blamed. For men being not well in doubt.
No, who do that?
No. Sometimes niggas nervous. Let's say it's sex for the first time.
Come on, I'm not my nerves.
Ah, sometimes it happens. Sometimes it's stress. Guys. Nina, guys, you pick one side. It's not just about the mental. It's about the mental. Come on. It's also about the mental. It's his head in the game.
I don't give a shit.
I'm gonna be nervous. I'm gonna be nervous.
What if it's
I'm gonna be nervous. Key interview. Not a
Indo, I be nervous.
No, look.
Thank you.
Can you unbook us?
Indo, I think I be nervous.
Shall never be me.
No, guys. No, guys. Now, no, but nervous. Who's
so Lele Njenge
Nando's waiting to be
based
at? No, guys.
Barbecue.
Oh, guys. This thing is
okay.
Sex has to be, there has to be that energy. You feel of me, I feel of you.
It's you're not your way. You're nervous. How am I going to feel of your nervousness?
Then you need to calm him down and eat.
Jani. No, guys.
Sing on the mic.
Can I tell you? So sometimes it's not because he's so nervous. Mm-hmm. Sometimes even when you sing on the mic, he does not necessarily come to the party because he is so nervous and he's in his head. He's just thinking, "Hore." And can I tell you? So I'm sorry, guys. So can I just say, "Hore"? A lot of guys think, "Hore," women come with penetration. No, we don't. It's foreplay, bitch.
Yes.
Master your foreplay, and then we can talk. Literally. 20 minutes. Are you coming? You're just like, mm-hmm. I can feel it. It's happening. Oh my God, it's hot. Yep. Kind of like you've been bored for the past 10 minutes because you and women are very easy to like reach destination O. And if you're a woman and you have not reached destination O, sweetie, go close yourself in the bathroom and touch yourself in places you never touched yourself in. And then we can talk.
Agreement with you. We're not disagreeing with you, but we're saying if the guy has been confident enough to take you out on a couple of days to spend some more intimate time with you, when we get to the bedroom, guys, can we just be a little bit more confident about what we are going to do? I'm not saying be conceited, but at least know your story.
Yep.
Do you have reason?
Listen to me. Let me finish. If you are not sure of your story, that's when the talking comes in. Mm. That's when I will say, okay, KG, touch me here. Mm. And you must also be comfortable enough to say, I don't like being touched here. That doesn't do it for me. Or sing on the mic for me.
Oh.
Then that's where we... That's when we will find our rhythm, though. That's really when we will find our rhythm. But if you're going to come all nervous here, Ingati, it's your first day at school, it's not going to work out.
So, Nolu, can I just ask? Mm. So now there's no time for me to calm down a guy. We just got back from the club. Mm. We've had Amasiavana, Abo Moet, whatever it is. Mm. And we get to the house and I'm expecting you to perform. So is it my job on top of that to make you calm?
Or that's are you just...
Perform first.
Do what?
I can.
Can I go sitting? Them niggas' balls is musty though.
www.xnxx.com. Find it.
No. I know that. That's my favorite porn website. Granted. Yeah. Guys, I watch porn.
Guys, they're going to burn in hell.
No, we are. I a girl who's like good and like...
They're going to burn in hell.
Have a good time.
I'm not there.
God wants us to have a good time. And by having a good time...
Not true.
Is... So I do watch porn. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know my partner does, even though sometimes he'll be like very sneaky about it. But I'm just like, nigga, I know you watch like Ebony and all of that shit. But my thing is, so how I got to know about what tickles my fancy is the fact that what Khumutso just said, that you need to spend time with your own body.
Sure.
Guys, don't just come to a party without balloons.
Same applies for guys.
And yes,
there's nothing wrong with stroking it. Stroke it so you can find.
Do the things.
And that's what would make a guy nervous, Gabe, because they don't know what pleases them.
You are. Then go,
because if we use the example of coming back from the club, maybe abanye guys, you get other people who don't get a hard on when they've drank. Just like some of us.
So why am I here?
No, because like, but then in all honesty, guys,
sloppy on your.
But sometimes sloppiness is good. Sometimes sloppiness, like sloppy sex, is actually very good if you know what you're doing. Like I'm saying, do
technique.
You know how to park that Maserati
technique.
In the garage?
So to your point, for me, size doesn't matter. You must have the technique. You must know how to drive. You must know how to park. You must know your body. So that you can see, good name, I know my body.
The shoe must fit. I can't be walking around in a size 6 or a size 2.
When you wear a size 4.
And exactly. It doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense for me.
Yeah. But then, so what you were saying, then what happens, and guys, like, sexual organs are different, yeah. right? Just like men are different, women mm-hmm. are different, mm-hmm. right? You might find a size 4 in a size 6 female boy, yeah. right?
Okay. Yeah.
And then that's where, hey, these niggas go out there on some, she was loose, she sleeps with the hoe.
She was on some Kimberly hoe.
But that's not the case. The case is that the fact that that happens, you ought to be very lucky as a nigga, because that means you've turned her on mm-hmm. and she's raring to go. It's just that mm-hmm. you're uno.
I cannot fit.
Gearbox, I say,
baby. I can't, any babies. Do you know what I mean? So my thing is, we need to be very careful in terms of, like, when size matters, it matters across the board. Mm. Because some women are not, we are not built the same.
Yeah.
Just like men. But my thing is, men have this thing, this misconception that women need to be the same across. So he goes and he does Khomotso. Khomotso is like very tight and very closed. Then comes to Dineo, and Dineo is just like, hello, wow.
Hello,
hello, December.
Hello,
December.
We are here.
And now it's like, was being like, oh, it's not like that. Like, our bodies are built different. So the size matters goes for both parties. It's like, if you're a guy and you get there and you find Khore, woo, and you find Khore, hey, babes, my Maserati, yes, but the garage is too large for...
Or too small
for the Maserati. What do you do? Do you then need to compromise? And this is why I'm saying to guys, work on your foreplay.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, is it in? And you're like, what? Really? Is it in?
How
can you not know if it's in? What are you telling me now? That's when I would be nervous. But is it in? Like...
No, but my thing is, what I'm saying is that with the size thing, that's what size does, right? Size is like, you can, because you don't know that the guy you meet, like, Louis saying, like, I look at the hands, I look at the feet, and then I'm like, oh, okay, maybe there's something there. Mm. And then guy cannot tell from your hands or your feet how you are built as a female, right? Uh-huh. And then you guys get to the bedroom and it's like, babes, Maserati's been parked for 5 minutes. And you're just like, oh, shit, word? Khanti, there's not... But my thing is, we are built different. And it's not to say that the girl has been loose in her life or she's been ratchet or whatnot. My thing is, sexual organs are built different. It's how you work around those sexual organs. Like, stir the pot, baby. Stir the pot. You are going to stir the pot until I'm like, yep, she's boiling. Yep.
And let's be honest that men are like instant.
And instant
in the sense 2 minute that noodle. They see a woman and they visualize and they immediately turn on.
Mm.
And we don't work like that. We are wired differently.
Can I just interject? Maybe I'm a man.
I'm gonna drink me some wine because y'all are too much for me.
No, I am wired like that. Like, I know from the Lord, not now, because I've been with the same guy for seven years. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I've been like the same shit, you know, the shrimp. The whole time. Non-shrimp in the size, bitch. What the hell?
That didn't sound right.
No. I'm saying
we get the same meal.
It's like green salad every day.
Yeah. Oh, like chicken every day.
Chicken every day type situation,
yeah,
right?
We get you.
What I'm saying is that, you know, as a female, when a nigga walks through that door, I could do that. I'm going to ride. I'm going to climb that mountain. And because we are sexual beings, men or women, we are sexual beings and we visualize. We are visual beings. So you see a guy, he walks in, he walks past, he smells nice even.
Here's where I'm getting with this. Yeah. Yes, we visualize also, but not to the extent of male.
I speak for yourself.
No, honestly. But if we were even get to bring out the stats, it would show that... Male are more visual than female. Yeah, like you'd probably be like the 1% that is visual.
Bona, I'm there.
But my point, where I'm going with this is that your sexual health and your sexual happiness and joy and everything that goes with it, it needs to be in sync with all of that.
Yeah.
Because the guy can be turned on so quickly and you still need to get there. Not that you don't find him attractive, not that you don't want to be with him, but it's going to take you a while to reach where he is. So he needs to work at it, and you need to.
So, church girl, I was telling you, so when your experience so far with size, how has it been?
As I said in the beginning, though, I'm blessed.
You're blessed.
No, I'm I'm not lucky, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed, guys. I've been fortunate enough also not to have too many sexual partners.
Yeah.
And then the one, two that I had.
So advice to the guys, any advice that you can give to the guys?
Like, so my advice to the guys is like foreplay. Master your foreplay. Guys, also like...
There's the clitoris, guys. There's the thing we call the clitoris. Can you touch that thing?
They don't know where it is, honey. They don't know where it is.
Can you explain where it is?
Like, somewhere. They need to find it. It's not my job. My job is...
Come on, D.
If a guy asks, am I in? How do you expect it to know where the clit is?
Guys, the clit is that little button on top there. Like, I can't even explain it.
Throw us a picture.
All I'm saying is that whenever you get to that, and also if you are going down on your girl or your wife or whatever,
hallelujah,
honey, use the fucking tongue. Don't use a goddamn teeth. What's wrong with you biting at this shit? What the hell?
Yo,
niggas
guys,
bite ghosty. You've been through the most. No, I have not.
Teeth.
Okay, I have. Anyway, my point is... foreplay.
Malumuyalumana. They bit you. A ski.
Girl, and you just like, nigga,
please
what?
Don't
how, that, are, how does that feel? It hurts.
It hurts, it's very, very sensitive.
But my thing is, work on foreplay. And I get a foreplay. Please don't go watch porn. Hey?
Just like
Oh, Ghost is saying, just like women, don't bite.
True. Hey, please,
next. Because if I were to bite, it'd be very awkward.
Advice to the ladies, when you sing, watch out for your teeth. You don't want to be biting umdanabanto.
Guys, Mnangwazi Yenza, by the way, that thing. I can't sing with the mic. I feel like I'm going to bite you, so I'd rather stay away and I do other things.
Ukhumutso's got sex toys. Please lend her your lucky
couple. I'm going to teach you guys.
Bring the practicals, please. Bring the practicals. Can you demonstrate to us?
So, she must sing on the mic practically.
No, not on camera, guys.
Look at me looking at all the men in this room.
Yo,
And then we're not, what's your problem? But my thing is, firstly, ladies need to know their bodies and what makes them reach the big O.
Yeah.
And if you're a woman, you've never reached that, my sincerest apologies. If you're a guy and you've had situations where a girl has never come under your watch, babes, foreplay. And I get a foreplay, please don't go watch porn and think that's foreplay. It's not. That shit is just for entertainment. They take 3-4 days to shoot that.
Yeah.
So they need to perform and they act. In real life, we are not performing. You are not gonna make me take my legs all the way to the back of my neck and then think we are doing things. We are not.
You're hurting me.
No, you are. But you also, I can't breathe. I'm gonna die. So my thing is, find like a pattern. Like find your foreplay needs to be
the
unlocked.
Rhythm.
The rhythm, your technique. What your ride is. We shall talk about that later. But my thing is technique.
Very important, and the girth.
Let's speak.
And talk, yes.
Yeah, talk. You never know unless you talk. Speak. Say what you want. Say what makes you feel good.
Yes.
Say what hurts you.
It's a wang bandala.
Because the experience needs to be amazing for both
of
you.
For both of us.
So if you're going to be quiet and be like, oh, I'm protecting his ego, what about your satisfaction?
Exactly.
Stop fake moaning.
That's all I have to say.
Please, guys. Yo.
Abo, oh my God, baby, I'm coming. Gotta go. Nah, it's not happening.
Nah.
Every baby.
You've not been coming for the past 15 minutes. It's been on top of you. Just like, kekhatets.
Okay, guys. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes.
And thank you to
Rooftop Barbecue Ferguson in Sanson.
Such a nice
place. For the venue.
And then when I make G, it's not cool.
Is drinking sparkling water.
Oh, well, yeah.
She's very elitist. Like you and I are drinking Bev's.
Church girl. You do know that Jesus made this.
Thank you. It's Jesus juice.
Okay, but we are not
Jesus juice.
I'm drinking sparkling water. And this is a very nice spot. Come through.
Please do come,
come through, guys.
We love it.
Love it. We out. Don't forget to subscribe. Hit the like button. What else?
Comment the bell button.
I never nimbo ding, ghost ding. Lady. So the hub.
Lenyele.
Bye, guys.
Bye.